A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sandspants Radio, Australia's happiest podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like which superhero would be the worst co-worker?
So I've been thinking about Secret Identity recently, and I've been thinking there's a lot of superheroes who
thinking about getting one?
Yeah. Think of what if I was mild-mannered reporter Dave.
Dave Hughes.
And what if you got really angry?
What if I did Davey Loses It or something? Anyway, no.
That's better than the name that I was going to give you. I was like, yeah, maybe I should be a mild-mannered reporter. And my brain was like, Johnny Republic. That's a superhero name. Johnny Republic. Jackson Bailey, a.k.a. Johnny Republic.
No, but what I was thinking of is that a lot of these superheroes will work an everyday job. Mm. Well, obviously they're superheroes, yeah. So it's going to make it complicated to work alongside one of them.
Yeah,
because it's not 100%. An even playing field.
Yeah. So mainly I think of the...
There's a lot of problems. Jackson, you don't have a real job, so you wouldn't know. But Joel Zammert has worked at many reputable businesses.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's not just that... So one thing you said there is like competition, but it's not just that. It's they're unreliable.
Yep. Yeah.
They're annoying.
Yep.
They're usually traditionally very attractive.
Yes.
Late.
True. Yeah.
Late all the time.
Always late.
Late, leaving early.
Leaving probably in the middle of meetings.
Having what they call a smoker, but it goes for way too long.
Constant smokers, but they never smell like smoke.
Yeah, what's that about?
Never come to work drinks.
Yeah.
Never come to work drinks.
True.
They always seem tired or distracted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're like, you're not working that hard. How come you're looking so tired?
So I think that one of the worst...
Black eyes, beat up.
One of the worst co-workers, and I don't think he would look like that. Superman, Clark Kent. Working alongside Clark Kent, because again, I have this giant, handsome farm boy. Yeah. So already my masculinity is threatened.
It's
just
so
by
great
his
to imagine
nature.
You first day at the Daily Planet. You're like, all right, hottest guy in the office. And then he's like, oh, hey, it's a pleasure to meet you. And you're like, fuck.
Are you kidding me?
What? Look at that chin.
Have you guys see? Oh, and he is so nice. He is the loveliest,
he's
most charming
so
man.
Lovely.
Fuck. Fucking funny guy. I'm very angry and cynical, so this will not work out for me.
And because of your reaction, you drop from not only from hottest guy in the office to second hottest guy, but then you drop an extra spot because your personality makes you ugly.
Yeah, heaps. But apart from him being an absolute smoke show,
there's
a few times I'm just trying to think of the Man of Steel kind of Clark Kent, where
Henry Cavill,
right?
Good luck.
Where our beautiful owner, editor in charge? What was Perry White?
Editor in charge?
Definitely not owner.
Editor in chief?
Oh, that's my owner. Do you mean boss?
What's Perry White's job description? Is it editor?
It'd probably be editor in chief, I would imagine.
Is that the right term?
I think so.
I don't know. I refuse to look it up.
Okay, look. Yes. Why is this bothering you?
I don't know.
How many times do we confidently say the wrong thing?
I know, but it just got stuck in my brain.
Recently we got into a trend of Googling stuff, and yes, it is 100% me.
Yeah.
But I'm stamping it out now.
Okay,
I've had enough.
All right.
Who cares?
Good.
Editor-in-chief. Yeah, that's Perry White.
Yeah. So he has printed just blank bits of nothing to be like, because because Clark Kent was late.
Yep.
In terms of putting out an article, mm-hmm. we just printed nothing. Yeah. So in terms of as a coworker, I'd be like, well, first off, I'm a person who takes pride in my work.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm like, you know, 9 to 5 if I'm in the office, but mm-hmm. I'm also, if I'm a reporter, I'm out there on the beat yeah. trying to get these like leads to these stories, and I'm trying to do my best in trying to put out a good story. And there's this handsome idiot who is so handsome, but he doesn't even do the work.
Yeah.
And our wonderfully incompetent editor-in-chief is like, I'm going to print nothing instead. And so I'm like, hey, I could have had a sports story ready to go. Mm-hmm. I could have covered that.
But also,
I could have just simply covered that and picked up that coin. But instead, we have nothing. So you're bringing the repute of our paper down.
It's also so funny because he's the sports reporter in yeah. the NFC, right? But also, because he's Superman, I feel like, he's got an ear to the ground. So you can imagine him coming in and being like, well, I don't know if this is the kind of thing we should be reported on. And then bringing up some, like, I don't know, some public work.
It turns out that Superman, y'all here, he's been framed for murder.
Maybe well, we should run another story about what a good guy well, Superman
thing, he's
is.
He's on the beat of like the sports stuff, but then he's like, well, you hear about that, they're Batman? Yeah. He a Brandon people.
Maybe I'm
like,
somebody should
what
write about
what has this got
them?
To do with the scores at all? Well, Peter Clark.
Well, that also happens because in Batman v Superman, that's Clark is like, y'all see this Batman on the television? Yeah. Screen, it's distracting me from my sports.
Well, yeah, we understand this, Clark Kent.
We know about
water
that,
is wet,
man.
Whatever, it's fine.
But no, also, no, you'd be no, so you're pissed off because you'd be like, stay in your lane, yeah.
Well, that's what
boy.
I mean. He'd be like, because yeah. you have to usually, like, with news, like, places like that, your writing has to be popular or you need to be, like, poached because of a good story you do. Yeah. You can't just be like, y'all here, I'm writing about them damn Batman.
So on this Sunday, the Jets were fighting the Raptors, but they obviously were a bit distracted with the news of that murderous Batman, which let
stay in your lane, Clark.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the lead Jetsman missed the most winning goal there because he was too busy thinking about that there bad Batman.
That would be the most insane article. Oh man, I'm gonna read about the Raptors versus the Jets. The what the hell? The head again, Jetsman. Excuse me.
Has this guy seen a fucking sport?
But also, but it's like when you're a sports journo,
yeah,
like you need to have an affiliation for sports. What sports does Clark Kent have?
Superman does not follow the sport. He does not follow.
I
sport.
Grew up in Smallville, which he probably played some baseball,
played some skin ball, yeah,
played some around that football. Ball.
What did he do? Like, yeah. How did he land a job as a investigative sports journalist?
I don't know, but I just imagined the
what questions? What questions do you think Clark is asking at a press conference? So, well, I see you play there baseball. I see you have a bat. So, is there anyone ever think about Batman?
Because Perry White publishes the story in Batman v Superman, right? Because that's, yeah. So, Superman would be like, congratulations on the win. Have you seen the Batman? Yeah. Also, do you believe that the Superman shot that man with a gun?
Yeah. But also,
Superman with laser eyes shot a man through the head with a gun.
Seems what are these, absurd to me.
These things don't make sense to a simple...
I say,
boy. Yeah, like, why is he a sports writer? And then again, if but I'm like...
Like, imagine the absurdity of, here's this guy, meathead. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you don't want to stereotype, but a big muscly guy in a suit that is barely containing his rippling abs,
yes.
doing the sports set. You're like, okay, like a jock, like a lunkhead.
You watch sports, right?
Yeah. But then he has the audacity to be like, hey, maybe we should be like, I know I'm never in and my articles are bad, but maybe we should be reporting on this Batman guy. You'd be like, I wouldn't think, he has like a story to tell. I would think he's not paying attention or very clever and is trying to like elevate himself in the newspaper.
Yeah.
You'd be like, who are you? Shut up.
You've been here for like a year or something. Batman's been around for 15 or something.
Yeah.
You should know about him. Not only
not only are you bad at your job, you're making our prize Pulitzer winning journalist dumber.
Yeah, exactly. And you would also, the fact that he was with Lois Lane, you would be like, not only would you think he was an idiot meathead, you would also be like, you're so sneaky. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Trying to work your way up the ladder.
Because if he's kind of like asking questions about like, oh, you know, well, what about this thing over here instead of this sports thing? What about this thing? And then to be like dating the award-winning journalist that is on staff, we're like, is he even, or is he just more because he wants to?
But it's also so.
Don't you think he's trying to like.
Imagine,
Perry.
Like,
I would go. To be honest, if I was working in that workplace, I would assume the opposite. I'd be like, not that he's using Lois's leverage, but trying to use his journal, like trying to get articles published about Batman, so he seems clever because he's only just started dating Lois.
Yeah, true.
So I'd be like, oh, he knows he's in over his head, or he's like. Oh, he's just doing this to try and impress a girl. Mm. That's very annoying for the workplace.
That's also true. If he's just trying to, like, you know, I have opinions on Batman, but I'm only just trying to do that to impress Lois.
Yeah,
because,
like, when relationships first start, for the first couple of months, the person who is, people, they're still trying to woo each other even though they are in a relationship. I would just assume that.
And
sit down, shut up, write about the football.
Because he also doesn't have, it's not like he has, like, amazing opinions about it. He's like, he's branding people, that's bad. You're like, yeah.
But it's also, seeing this on the news?
Yes, it's on the news already. Should put it in the news.
Where do you think we're hearing it?
Good point.
Excuse me, Batman? Well, I read in the newspaper that Batman's branding people, so I thought, well, gee whiz, we got a newspaper. Yeah.
Yeah,
What if we wrote an article that was the same? Then he leans back in his chair.
Barry White's like, well, not only is that a bad idea, but you also didn't actually write anything, so I've published a blank square.
Yeah, you're not doing the job that I've paid you for, and you're now you're trying to plagiarize?
But it's also so funny because a real world equivalent of this is like you get a news, you join a newspaper, say you New York Times, and there's
congratulations us,
yeah, well done. Get.
Like but, we listened to your podcast, you sound stupid.
Yes,
put an interesting twist on how the New York Times, a respected
newspaper, we're releasing sort of like a spin-off newspaper called the New York Times. Dumb. Well, it's the same articles, but it's written by Grade A morons.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And you want us to source someone for that?
No.
How is it written? The New York Times colon dumb?
Yeah. I was imagining. But then, so you, it's like you've joined the New York Times.
Yeah.
And there's some big, stupid, muscle-bound freak who's working with you. And he's like, did you hear about this Zodiac killer? Maybe we should write articles about the Zodiac. And you're like, it's been done. It's not news.
Like, we have them.
Someone did them 15 years ago, dude, when it was like a thing to talk about.
Yeah, it's not. Or it's like, hey, you know that attack by the alien? Did we write an article about that? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heaps.
Yeah, we wrote.
Like,
heaps.
Yes.
What are you saying? And then also the fact that he's never there. Well, Superman, and he'll go.
So yeah, apart from him just being bad at his job and the fact that he doesn't actually write his articles, which then brings the whole newspaper down because like what kind of, imagine you picking up that newspaper and being like, oh, sweet, I'm going to check the sports and
there's nothing.
Nothing. Because again, it questions
first
off.
Printed another blank page. Right.
Puts into question the journalist. Puts into, question the abilities of the boss man.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
here's
what
the thing.
Were you thinking?
If you pick up a newspaper and the sports section says sports and then is just blank.
Oh, it's a printing error.
Yeah.
It's a printing error, or you're like, the owner of the newspaper fucked this up. I'm not like, they're getting back at the journalist that was
100%. Oh, yeah, no, don't get me wrong. It's shown me how incompetent Perry White is.
Yeah.
So not only have I been like pissed off at my coworker, I'm now also pissed off at how incompetent my boss is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, excuse me, Perry, boss Perry, sir. You're an idiot.
Hey, I've just realized, sorry, Perry, here's my resignation letter because I've realized that I work for Metropolis's dumbest fuck.
Hi, Perry, I'm just wondering if you have, like a leotard or a lion, because apparently I joined the circus and not a newspaper. Excuse me. Sorry, my mistake.
Is this your nose? It's big and red.
Sorry, Perry, I forgot my clown shoes today.
I was just wondering if I could talk to you about getting a transfer to the New York Times dumb. Because at least they're a respected fucking organization.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was working for the Daily Bugle stupid.
Yeah, at least the New York Times dumb is on purpose.
Yeah. Just being like, sorry, Perry, when did you put me in the Daily Bugle stupid?
Yeah, is this...
Seems to be that, some kind of error.
Yeah, some kind of mistake.
I thought I was working for the Daily Bugle,
Daily Planet dumb. Yeah, but then also there's...
Oh, yeah, we kept saying Bugle, we meant Daily Planet.
Okay. Yeah, I forget. But then there's the minutiae of everyday...
The what? The minutiae?
The minutiae.
That's interesting. That's a
The well minutia. Done.
I know what it is. It's just surprising coming out of his mouth.
Coming out of his mouth?
Mouth.
Sorry, let me say that again.
I mumble, Zammit. I've got two. You got two choices with me. Quick and slurred or loud.
That's fair. Let me reiterate.
In high school, teachers would be like, what? Speak up. And now they've got this to deal with. It's their fault.
I'm aware.
Take it up with Joel Dusha's educators.
Yeah.
I will.
I went to high school dumb.
We all did, KD.
You think you went to high school clever?
Come on.
Yeah. I'll reiterate.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's also lots of...
No. I was on board. I was just making fun of you.
Yeah, I know. But maybe this will be easier for you.
To bully? Okay. Strap me in then.
This might be easier. It might be less strange coming out of my mouth. There's lots of tiny little things you do in an office.
Yes.
Yeah, wiener baby dick stuff that happens all around an office on the regular.
Yeah.
That Superman, Clark Kent, also wouldn't do. Imagine it's his job. Something simple as this, to get the donuts, right? You're like, we're having donuts today. We need donuts in the break room, and it's on like a rotation or whatever. And yeah. You're like, Clark Kent will bring him in. And then Clark Kent's got to stop Brainiac, and you're like,
fucking piece of where is he?
Jackson
is he?
And Joel Zammit. I have a bit of a controversial opinion with stuff like this, because I think that this is the exact type of thing that Clark Kent would thrive at, which is why he's always in everyone's good books. Because...
He's quick.
So, yeah. If people aren't looking at him, he can just be like, well, I'll just miss him for speed. Like, whatever. Yeah. I'll get the donuts.
That's true. I'm too busy eating like a custard cream to even notice that he's not at work. Because I'm like, oh, how good's Clark Kent?
Yeah, he bought these donuts again. Where is he? Oh, he's taking one of his world famous 3-hour shits.
Well, that's another thing. I mean, like, he's got to find some excuse.
Yeah.
If Superman gets up to leave, I'm like, hey, where are you going, man? And he's like, oh, just out to the shop. And I'm like, could you get me a chocolate?
If I was Clark, I'd be just like, oh, IBS. Yeah.
Excuse me.
I got a bit of IBS.
I must take care of my own mentionables. I say.
Don't worry. I'll bring my tablet into the cubicle so I work from there.
Ew.
Excuse me, boys. I'm off to go drop a huge turd.
Gross, Clark. Gross. You don't need to tell me.
It's a friendly environment. I feel I can be honest with you.
Oh, that's nice. I don't know what gave you that impression. But do you think you would ever become suspicious? It's a classic question. But
I don't think I would, because I think I'd be too infuriated with him.
Yeah.
Because I think I'd be like more annoyed that he's either missing deadlines or he's kind of like not staying in his lane, all those kind of things.
If you're another journalist and he is thriving in workplace conditions... But he's not doing good work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that really affect you? Or are you like, I'm going to get a promotion soon because I'm going to look so much better than this
that's
fuckhead.
That's a good point.
That's true.
I think that what is going to happen is Superman actually, well, Clark Kent, I should say, because I don't know he's Superman. You don't know he's Superman.
I know. No, I do, but I'm not in the office.
Yeah, he's got glasses.
I found out by accident. Yeah. He saved me from a burning building, and he's like, and remember, my name's Clark Kent, Superman.
Oh, okay. I don't know who Clark Kent is, but thanks for telling me.
Okay, I don't know who you are, but thanks, man.
I work in like the Daily Planet. I see, give me them glasses. Yeah, I put these on.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your day. I think that working with Clark Kent would actually rule, because I think that he would, one, be really nice and whatever around the office, so he wouldn't lose his job to someone cleverer than him.
That's true.
But then also, you would just seem like, all of your articles would seem like A+ compared to him, because you'd be like, I wrote not about the Batman. I hit my deadline.
I wrote about sports, like, as I should.
Yeah.
I wrote about the baseball game where the Jets beat the Steelers.
Yeah. Or you wrote about Batman, but it wasn't just like a listing of his weaknesses and whereabouts. like an actual article.
he hates Sona.
Yeah. I will find a way to kill the Batman. This is the weirdest sports article I've ever read.
Yeah, no, you're right. Like, you might be infuriating initially, but then if you would say, like, I know he's going to be bad, and really the biggest problem in this office isn't actually Clark, it's Perry.
Yeah.
Perry is the one that's fucking it up. Perry is the one that's making this office, like, was making the newspaper kind of in disrepute, because you're like, oh, he's printed a blank piece of paper. Yeah. Well done, you fuckwit. Do you think that looks good for him? No. Mm. You work
no one
for,
gives a shit.
Yeah. And not even like just printing the blank paper, allowing Superman to continue releasing what we have to assume are bad articles. Mm. Like, it's just gonna, it will be known that the Daily Planet has a terrible sports section. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not the paper you go
and
to.
And it won't necessarily affect you, because if you're writing good articles and the Daily Planet sucks, and everyone's like, that's a joke newspaper, but your articles are good, your resume is still sick, and then you can go work for the New York Times, and if they're bad articles, New York Times dumb.
Exactly. And again, because the Daily Planet does have a Pulitzer-winning journalist. So again, so you're right, it doesn't probably affect actually, you that much. If anything, it makes, it just kind of elevates your work.
It's so good to imagine, like, Clark Kent, he's like, I need to nip out, and you just, like, watch him down the bottom of the Daily Planet, and you're like, oh, he's making a phone call, as he goes into, like, a phone booth. Superman comes out, I don't know what's happening. Actually,
Superman just came out of that phone.
I guess Superman was making a call, and Clark Kent has like he's swapped. And I'll just wait for Clark Kent to come out. Any second now.
As an investigative journalist, maybe I'll put one and one together.
No, I don't think so.
I miss one. So I think you're on to something there.
Mm.
But I think that you've gone for the wrong man in the wrong office job.
Yeah. Well, because I was thinking, not a man and not an office job.
Oh, yeah.
What about a woman and a job at the museum?
some kind of wonder
woman.
Yeah, some
kind of wonderful woman at the museum she works at. So I think that Wonder Woman in a museum is bad because Wonder Woman has this leg up on everyone else in that, and we see it in Wonder Woman 1986 where she just knows.
1986.
Excuse me.
How dare you get something wrong on this very show?
Yeah.
But you didn't see the minutiae of that one, did you, fuckhead?
How dare you remember my birth year? Thank you, Jason.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sweet of you.
But she just knows. She has a leg up that I will never be able to surpass.
Yep.
What job are you having in the museum? Because I'm interested to see why you
Goodwill hunting style janitor.
Then that's good.
What do you mean it's good?
What do you mean? It's bad. How?
Why is Diana being good at her job bad for you, the janitor?
But not just janitor, Goodwill hunting style janitor. Are you Goodwill at history?
Yeah, I'm Goodwill hunting for history.
So Diana's put a historical equation up and is like, a historical riddle. Whoever can fix this, you're like, I'd know it.
I wheel past, I type in, I don't know, Julius Caesar, Ides of March, and I wheel away and Diana sees that and she's like, who wrote this?
And then
she's like, okay.
Now she's seeking me out. I just want to stay a janitor forever.
Okay. So you're then on the run.
I guess so.
She's just like, oh, so, you're that person that ends that riddle? Cool.
Where'd he go?
Well, we lost our janitor?
No, well, okay. Maybe if I'm not a Goodwill hunting style janitor, tragically, but I am also an academic. I don't have the years, the centuries of history behind me, plus I'm not magic, to be able to, she will always do her job better than I can.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think that you don't know what people at museums do. Because
Diana does.
Yeah, but having Diana in the museum means that they wouldn't then also assign you to the same job.
Yeah, but also,
are you a tour guide? Like, if you were a tour guide and she was a tour guide at the museum and you were giving like...
Well, I've got to have the same job. I can't have a separate... That's like...
Because it's like... Diana is in, 1984. What you see in that? How she's in charge of certain stuff, but she pops over to...
Minerva Award.
Yeah,
but
well,
imagine
Wiig's
I'm Minerva in
like,
that situation.
Yeah, but it's still, she's not, she doesn't take credit for it. She just knows it, and you're like, oh, okay.
Still annoying.
Yeah, but then you get the credit for it.
I guess.
Like the reason why Kristen Wiig doesn't like it because she's prettier and people listen to her.
I don't like that either.
everyone for some reason is really just bullies her for no reason. Like they just like slap some fucking files out of her arm. Like it's in high school.
Yeah, it is. She does get high school bullied in Wonder Woman 1984 for some reason.
Yeah, so I'm still unsure of where you think this rivalry... This will be a thing, a famous...
Maybe I've created.
Yeah, a famous thing of, like, you being like, I hate you, and she'll be like, I don't think about you at all.
Yeah, yeah,
sorry,
yeah, yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
You know that time that you wrote that riddle that I couldn't fix? No.
I ran away for a year.
Why?
Because you were hunting me.
Good Will Hunting.
Nice.
Do you think the hunting in the title? What do you think the hunting in the title of that movie refers to?
Well, clearly I was mistaken.
So sue me.
For what?
Anyway, I think this is my stop.
Were we on the bus together?
Out of the elevator floor. Level.
Level.
Well, what about the fact that I don't know why this is bad for me, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, okay. Like the other things you've said. What about the fact what? You say it with the same amount of passion.
What about the fact that she's going to live forever?
Yeah. What about that? What about that?
How does that affect your job?
Jackson, I'm starting to wonder. I know I made fun of you before for having a job no one respects, a podcaster.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I'm starting to understand that maybe you don't have a concept of what a job. Why would that affect you?
Well, because she's going to be constantly improving. Well, also she'll have to just leave at some point, and she's one of our best academics at the museum.
Then the problem takes care of it. The problem you've made up in your head, this crazy rivalry, then solves itself.
She leaves. Yeah, but it's bad for the museum.
So you want her more there?
So you want her there then? So then it's good to work alongside her.
Well, no.
Which one is?
I think it sounds like you just hate working in the museum.
Yeah. Because if she's there being like, oh, I understand and know a lot about, say, ancient Greece, and you're like, okay, cool, I know more about, like, say, the Aztec, kind of like that kind of stuff, it's not going to cross over.
Well, imagine I'm also, because ancient Greece
or it might. Because they'd be like, oh, she might be able to help you out and be like, oh, that discovery, hey, this, this, and this, and maybe put you on the right path.
Yeah.
Maybe she has an air of arrogance.
Well, but also the ancient Greece department wouldn't be one individual. Realistically, it would be a department.
Yeah.
So imagine I'm in that department and she's the head of the department, but then she's got to go off and fight a Greek god. That's annoying.
Why?
Waiting for, because she's not here to do her job.
But she's the head. She delegates.
You don't know jobs.
I don't like the idea. If Zamet delegated to us and then left to fight a Greek god, that would be annoying.
If Zamet says, I'm going on a business trip for 2 weeks, this is the work
which
delegated.
I've done in the past.
This is the work being delegated to you for the next 2 weeks. We'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. Zamet has done that.
Yeah.
It's the same if... Like, you're sick.
Yeah.
We're not like, what a motherfucker.
Like, you can get annoyed of Diana if, like, of all the lies she tells.
But you won't
know
their lies.
Diana, did you watch the latest Mad Men? And she's like, I don't own a TV. You're like, you own several TVs. You
fucking
liar.
How do I know
liar.
About Mad Men you, and 1984? That's a bigger question. Diana, carry on.
Did you see the new Thundercats?
1984. Have you heard the new...
He-Man,
Simpsons will come out in 6 years.
Yeah. Thunderbirds?
You're a Nostradamus for television.
So will Seinfeld? That'll be good. That'll be a good show.
Yeah, I like Seinfeld.
Did you watch Cheers?
Cheers, that is the 80s.
Yeah. But yeah,
80s.
She just lie to you and say no. She's annoying in terms of like... If you want to kind of hang out with her, as in kind of like a personal level, because she seems to be bad at making friends because she looks at us like we're dogs.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We are dogs to her. Maybe that annoys me. Maybe I can sense it. I can sense her distaste for the human race.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Maybe
I'm
annoyed because it'll be the Friday night drinks thing. I'm like, Diana's never here.
She's never there.
She sees
and then
me.
When she's like, she's never there. And when she does come around, she's in like a fucking ball gown.
Yeah, and I'm like,
and like
Diana,
what? Here I am drinks. In a fucking flanny.
Yeah.
And some shorts. It's the middle of winter. I am poorly dressed.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's not my fault. And you're in a ball gown.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I'm wearing Uggs.
Okay.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story.
In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Also, we now have tees for sale on our website, sanspantsradio.com. It's only taken us 10 years to actually get our shit together, but we finally did it. No more having to throw dubious links to a third-party website or have to deal with poor layouts of other e-stores. Now we just have to deal with the poor layout of our own e-store. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and check out all our new merchandise.
I fucked up, Diana. Should I go? Should I go get changed? Hey, put on some dress shoes?
It's up to you.
Maybe some jeans or I guess a tuxedo. God.
Diana,
where are we?
You see me as
a black tie dinner, you say?
Ah. I thought this was Friday night drinks, for which this would also be inappropriate.
So, I'm still trying to wrap my head around. So where did your brain go at the start that made you think that
Diana
is annoying?
What I imagined is that if I was also in the ancient Greek department,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That Diana is using knowledge that she didn't earn, mm-hmm. necessarily,
how?
Through academic study.
But she was there.
Like I did. Yeah, well, that feels like it's a different thing. It feels like she didn't study for it.
Well, like she lived that.
Yeah,
Do you get angry when... So when a sports reporter writes a sport article and you want to know the results of the sport, do you get angry at that man because he was at the game and you weren't?
If the person who was on the field wrote the report, that would feel strange.
You know that...
What?
Sports personalities work in the media too, yeah.
Do they report on themselves? Is this not the Superman problem?
Okay. How would you know?
How would I know? I don't know. She'd just be too
so
clever.
So again...
Yeah, that's the thing.
How would you know? You'd just be like, I guess she studied better.
Say I get that wishing pot or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, it's an ancient wishing stone. And I'm like, how did you know that? How would you figure that out?
Well, she said, because Minerva or whatever her name is, Kristen Wiig. I refuse to remember more about the movie.
Chitara?
It's the Minerva. I think it is Minerva.
She's like, how did you know that? And she's like, I used to study geology or something and something.
Yeah. See, that's too vague. It's suspicious.
Well, she doesn't say something and something. She actually gives an answer. I just can't remember because I refuse to remember.
Yeah. You should be like, we have a clever person. You have a clever person working alongside you. Or
you're at a computer. Mm-hmm. You're trying to run your famous fucking Skyrim modded thing.
Okay.
Adam, friend of the show,
yeah.
walks past. You're furious because you've been 25 minutes where the game won't load up.
Yeah.
Adam's like, oh, yeah, I had a similar problem here. Just disable this one and run this pack. The game works immediately. Are you angry at Adam?
No.
Yeah.
So then why are you angry at Diana?
I guess I'm not.
I guess it would actually be a good job.
Yeah.
Because again, much like the fucking newspaper thing.
Yeah.
If the museum's boosted up, then your job is worth more even if you're the same level of
and again,
good.
You worked in the department of, Diana Prince. Oh, wow, we've heard about this. They have an amazing ancient Greek
worked in the ancient Greek. That's crazy.
Yeah, Diana Prince. I guess that would be pretty good.
Again, if you are working there, you would probably have a love of that field.
Yeah.
Which means you'd be very interested and you'd probably learn a lot from her.
Do you think I would, like we said, how you would...
Would you be suspicious?
Would I be suspicious?
Would you be suspicious?
Well, I don't know. I guess the difference is that Wonder Woman is very rarely... Like you might... Superman might leave the office and then fly past the window. Which I feel like is probably not going to happen with Wonder Woman necessarily.
Wonder Woman sometimes goes 60 years without being Wonder Woman.
Sometimes don't give a shit.
But also Wonder Woman doesn't... I guess neither does Superman. But Wonder Woman doesn't hide her identity quite as much. Do you know what I mean?
like the way Wonder Woman, like Superman does all of that stuff where he like hunches and he wears glasses and stuff like that, messes up his hair.
Well, that's probably the thing where Diana becomes Wonder Woman and she then leaves the museum.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh shit, that was Wonder Woman.
The whole fucking time's crazy.
Oh my God.
That explains and then you can get angry. But yeah, are you kidding me?
That would annoy me.
But also like Wonder Woman like seems to hate camera, so she seems to like bust any kind of
surveillance.
No, that's
a good point. She would.
So yeah, you've picked a nothing thing.
She's fine as a worker. I mean, maybe she's flaky, but like...
I'm going to return to my Goodwill Hunting, but for museums fantasy.
I would solve that riddle. Yeah, Ramesses.
Yeah. Ramesses?
Poo.
Pyramid.
B.C. I'm a genius.
Rock.
So, I guess...
Yeah, look.
Okay, we fucked this. Jenny, right, do you have any terrible co-workers?
You both are on what I feel is close, but you missed it.
Who was closer?
You, Zamet, because mine also takes place in an office. In fact, a newspaper office.
Oh, my God.
Jackson, less close, but I can understand the jealousy thing, sort of, but it seemed like Jackson just rolled into it angry, thinking about someone just being better than him. So I think that being a photographer at the Daily Bugle would be by far... the worst, because working alongside Peter Parker would suck shit.
Well, you're kind of on the money there, because the Daily Bugle, what does it trade in? Photos of Spider-Man. So if you are also a photographer for the Daily Bugle, it's
which
not like
we've seen, there is multiple.
It happens, So it's not like you could just go out and take nice photos of Central Park or like the people of New York kind of thing. No. J. Jonah Jameson is pretty specific.
And the Daily Bugle, unlike the Daily Planet, is a rag. J. Jonah Jameson's not like, we need to maintain professional integrity. He's like, I will kill you for a picture of the goddamn... fucking menace that is the New York fucking spider cunt man.
He does hate spiders.
Don't you get in here? And then you get in and he's got his cigar in his mouth and he in his mouth rotates it and then spits it out so it boons you when it hits you. All right, you can leave.
Don't you get in here. I hate you. Get out of my office.
So what is Peter Parker doing to make this a terrible workplace environment?
Peter Parker.
Similar to Clark Kent.
Peter Parker, unlike Clark Kent, sucks shit at the extra stuff. We know that because he struggles the work-life balance of being Spider-Man and Peter Parker.
Yeah,
he is dog shit at
New York hates him, and I can only imagine his co-workers hate him. That's correct.
So
he's hateable.
He's buying donuts for the office and then webbing them and then running into into fucking Lizard and then dropping the donuts but then still bringing...
in the sewer.
But then still bringing the box of donuts and they're all crushed. I'm like,
it's so easy to imagine him like, oh no, there's the Lizard. Shoves it into like a somewhere out of the way, but then like a somebody coming by is like, oh, donuts, and then there's not that many left, or the box is squished,
he's got
or whatever.
A rat in it.
God damn he's it, late Peter. To work, he leaves all the time, which would benefit me, except for the fact that he also, on top of being just a fuckhead to work with, has these pristine photos of Spider-Man.
Yeah. And also
beautiful
the best photos
fucking
of Spider-Man.
The Mona Lisa of Spider-Man photos. This cunt.
And in a way that is almost like a more reasonable and justified version of my argument is that he's got a leg up on you that is unfair in that he is friends with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's like if you worked for a newspaper and they were like, we need pictures of Joel Zammett. That's what we need. You've got the leg up. You have an in.
Time to read the Melbourne Bugle. Fuck Joel Zammett, menace of Melbourne.
Oh, I'm just a guy.
What the hell?
This is a rag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Peter Parker.
And he's like, open about it. So I'm like, why?
Dusha,
like,
you asked me to post for this.
Yeah.
I'm smiling.
Like $40.
$20 is $20, baby. That's right, $20.
Besmirched.
It took me 1 second. $20 was rolled.
But like Peter Parker's like, oh, well, I'm friends with Spider-Man. That's how I get them. And you're like, well, that's not fair, right?
Yeah, it's that. And then it's like, well, okay, but But then, like,
well, how much of a friend of Spider-Man is he if he's getting these photos of Spider-Man, then giving him to J. Jonah Jameson, who's like, this dog cunt, look at him.
Yeah, Spider-Man, the biggest fuck New York's ever seen.
It's funny Peter Parker being like, yeah, he's my good friend, and you're like, really?
you are not a good friend.
Well, that's another thing.
That's the reason everyone hates Peter Parker. This guy is your good friend, and this is how you treat him.
Have you ever read an article we've released?
You're stabbing him in the back. I don't trust him as a coworker, but like, this is his good friend. Yeah, what is he going to do to me, a man he feels neutral about?
Yeah. It is crazy to imagine your photos of Spider-Man versus his. Because his, like you said, they're pristine.
Yeah.
It'll be Spider-Man on a fucking pole posing.
Like, I'm like, Venom threw a building at Spider-Man, yet you're 1.5 meters away.
Yeah.
I got hit with a fucking rock during the fight to get this photo. Yeah. And
it's blurry. It's blurry.
A mere
smudge. Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I'd be furious. And then J. Jonah Jameson. And then on top of that, J. Jonah Jameson. I really need to figure out opening and closing my mouth.
Yeah.
J. Jonah Jameson will roll in and be like, Dusha, get in here. Your photos, they suck shit.
Yeah.
Get out of my office. And I'm like, fucking hell.
You're fired. And you're like, well, where am I meant to go? What? Yeah.
I mean, I keep trying to take pictures of the destruction of that Spider-Man stuff. I'm taking pictures of like the other problems.
I will help you write articles about Spider-Man being the world's biggest cunt.
Yeah.
Don't fire me. I hate him too.
I guess that's the kind of thing. There's no way you'll ever be able to compete with Peter Parker for Spider-Man photos.
So then he's also annoying to work with on top of that. So not only is it the competition, but he's a shit coworker.
Yeah.
Not in like a worse, because obviously he's clearly the worst out of the three here. Well aware I'm in front.
Yeah.
Separate to that, just like him in the workplace sucks shit, but then he's also thriving in his work.
Yeah.
Which then means that you can't be good at both, which means that like you're stunted career-wise as well. Because also, unlike you guys, I also end up with a dog shit resume. Yeah, I worked at a rag. They wouldn't publish my photos.
Yeah. I had the worst photos of the Daily Bugle.
I work at Daily Bugle, and all they want is photos of Spider-Man. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Just pictures of Spider-Man. That's it. I have all these other beautiful things in my portfolio, but they just do not want it.
And another thing, and I don't know if this is common. I don't know if I've picked this up from the Spider-Man movies or if it's just in the comics or whatever. Because Peter Parker gives J. Jonah Jameson so many photos of Spider-Man, he also doesn't pay him really much for them. Meaning that he's wrecked the market for Spider-Man photos. Meaning that if Peter Parker quits and then I take photos of Spider-Man, J. Jonah Jameson will be like, sweet, you risked your life. Here's $5 per photo.
He's right. Subpar Spider-Man pictures.
Peter Parker used to give him $20 a photo. I'm going to give you $5 because yours are 4 times worse.
And also you don't have the benefit of like Clark Kent, if he needs to go off and fight crime, he can just, he's quick. He's a zippy boy. Spider-Man's not.
Yeah.
Spider-Man has to make up some excuse, walk out of there.
Also, again, if you are taking photos of Spider-Man as your job, you have become a Spider-Man chaser.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
So
when Peter Parker leaves, you also have to leave to try and find Plus, would you get suspicious of Peter?
Yeah.
Depends.
His friends are Spider-Man. Keep taking these photos.
I would only be suspicious if, like, the photos that Spider-Man are taking are ones that happen during events.
Like a fight or whatever?
Yeah, a fight, but not in the way of, like...
Well, like, because there's a certain level where you're like, actually, no human being could have taken this
photo. You might figure this out.
Yeah.
Like, you could be, like, the second Zapruder film. Because you'd be taking a photo of Spider-Man fighting, say, the Lizard, and then you'd see, like, a flash in your photograph, and that's the, like... But from that perspective is the one that Peter Parker gave in.
Yeah.
But that's, like... A camera attached to a wall with webbing. So you'd be like, not only are you, maybe you'd be like, not only you're a piece of shit liar, but Spider-Man took these photos. Yeah. You didn't.
And also, like, it's funny to imagine you, because you're like, you want to get in the fight. You want to get the best photos possible. And the way Peter takes photos, from memory, right, is he, like, webs the camera away.
Flip a
it's so funny to imagine you getting hit in the head by a camera that he's spinning around. And then you're like, wait a fucking second. I know what a camera hitting my head feels like. I know the hell that was.
But even like...
Because sometimes he puts like a timer on and puts it to a wall, or he flips away.
But then Spider-Man, I think there's also been times where Peter Parker be like, I gave my camera to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because he's a good friend.
Yeah. You might,
I would be
the sussest boy.
I'd be like, you're Spider-Man, and Peter Parker would be like, no, I'm not. And I'd be like,
Mm. You're nervous.
Either sweating. You're Spider-Man or Spider-Man's taking these photos and you're getting credit, you piece of shit.
Either you're Spider-Man or you're fucking Spider-Man. What?
Yeah, which
those
one
are my
is
theories.
It?
But I can see myself going to church and praying for God to
Spider-Man. You'll get
Peter Parker.
God kill just a human, just a regular.
Dear God, it's been a long time between prayers, but can you please... Please, God, kill Peter Parker. I hate him. I hate him so much.
But you also might, if you don't figure out Spider-Man's, the thing there, that he is Spider-Man, that Peter Parker is Spider-Man, maybe you would go in, you'd be like, well, I can't get pictures of Spider-Man because I'm not Spider-Man's friend, but maybe I could become friends with the Lizard or something. You know what I mean? Like, there are other costumed people out here.
Yeah, but... Guess what, Jackson? Mm. Who does J. Jonah Jameson want photos of?
He wants pictures of Spider-Man.
He doesn't want pictures of the Lizard. Yeah. He doesn't give a shit. Yeah, you bring him pictures of Lizard. What's going to happen?
Yeah,
the Lizard? This looks like a spider to you! And he'll whack you with a rolled up newspaper like the dog you are.
He's wearing a lab coat. He's clearly on the side of New York, you fuckhead.
He's a doctor.
He's a lizard, sir.
Dr. Lizard.
Jackson, you're fired.
Oh, man.
So I would become Venom immediately. Maybe I could
be becoming Venom. You're becoming a guy who hates Peter Parker. You don't have a symbiote.
Yeah, but how does Eddie Brock get it?
Well, he doesn't get it for hating Spider-Man.
But hating Peter Parker puts him in the position where he hates Spider-Man, doesn't
it? No, that's hating Peter Parker just him praying to God in a church.
Yeah.
Just happens to coincidentally put him in the place where the symbiote falls on him.
So I guess you could become Joel Dusha's Venom.
Me and Eddie Brock are next to each other. Well, maybe Eddie Brock would hate Peter Parker less because I'm in the office just fucking...
You'd someone to bitch with. To be like, this
hey.
Fucking guy.
Eddie Brock would be like, I hate Peter Parker. Like, join the fucking club.
He sucks.
I want to hit him with my car.
Hey, I'm going down to the church to pray for his death. You want to come with? Yes. That's an insane request, but
we become twin Venom.
Oh, no.
But are you hating Peter Parker or are you simply hating the job you work for? Because really the problem isn't just that Peter Parker is taking photos of Spider-Man that are really great because that's what like your boss wants, but your boss only wants photos of Spider-Man.
I would hate my job, yes, but I would hate Peter Parker more because Peter Parker is a terrible mix of someone that's bad to work with but also sucking up to my boss and making my job actively worse.
You would know you worked in an insane workplace, but you would be like, he just makes it all the worse.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I know I work for a rag. We hate Spider-Man here.
Yeah, I get it.
I'd have a poster on my desk that says fuck Spider-Man.
Would you hire other people to dress up as Spider-Man and then to like stage muggings and take photos of them?
Yeah, would you lean in?
I'd consider it.
Well, because if you want to get the leg up on Spider-Man, on Peter Parker. Peter Parker just takes... The photos Peter Parker takes never reinforce J. Jonah Jameson's narrative, do they?
No.
They're just photos of Spider-Man. So if you can take photos... You're just Eddie Brock. But
you're Eddie Brock. You can doctor some photos or just doctor some situations and get some guy to dress up like a Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I'll get really good at really good at Photoshop.
That's a good idea. And then Spider-Man's going to... Because he's got the Venom juice in him.
Yeah,
he's
going
to call you out. Literally, you're going to have Eddie Brock's situation happen exactly to you.
Joel Brock. Dusha Brock.
Okay.
But yeah. So I feel like... Yeah, if Peter Parker is taking these great pictures of Spider-Man, you're going to have to get creative.
I'll just besmirch a hero in sake of keeping my job at a rag.
That is
I won't feel bad about it. No. I'll sleep like an angel every night.
Well, that's the one thing you have.
A pile of 20s.
Yeah.
That is the one thing you have of a Peter Parker. Peter Parker will never besmirch Spider-Man's name, but you'll happily put Spider-Man in danger. You'll be like, J. Jonah Jameson, what about this for the headline? Kill Spider-Man, get $50.
New York, it's time to kill Spider-Man.
And unlike what happens with, Eddie, because Eddie Brock, his problem is that he photoshops pictures of Spider-Man. But if you go and hire people to, take photos of Spider-Man, do you think J. Jonah's going to give a shit?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
So if anything, Peter Parker might come in and be like, that's not Spider-Man, that's a guy in a cheap suit. And then J. Jonah Jameson might just be like, Spider-Man is a guy in a cheap suit.
No, what
Shut
are you talking about? And here he is doing exactly the thing we know he does, shooting dogs or whatever.
Spider-Man with a gun putting down dogs.
Yeah, see, we hate him here, and that's good. If anything, you're going to make Spider-Man more villainous.
Yeah,
kill Spider-Man.
Spider-Man will kill you.
Yeah. No. They find me with a web noose.
That does make him the worst person to work with, because he hanged you.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if he's like, the symbiote, but he's off his rocker.
Yeah,
that's crazy to see, to be like, well... we haven't seen Joel Dush for the office for a couple of days. They go to my house. They find me hanging from the roof with a web noose with the biggest smile on my face because I know I've won.
And you know what that would do? Make a great photo for the Daily Bugle.
There's a camera stuck to the wall. Oh my God, he's done it. His final work of art.
Fucking got him. Yes. Spider-Man, the piece of shit.
Talk about
nothing but proof.
And on that note, I've been Joel Dusha, co-worker of Peter Parker.
I've been Jackson, co-worker of Diana Prince.
And I've been Joel Zammit, co-worker of Clark Kent.
I love ghouls and ghosts. I unironically believe in Sasquatch. I spend too much time reading about unsolved crime, and I've got no podcast where I can discuss any of this. Oh wait, shit, yes I do! If you head to sanspantsradio.com/plus, for as little as 5 buckaroonies a month, you gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America, the show where I try to explain an unsolved mystery, or a monster sighting, or a ghost story, or whatever, to the rest of Sanspants Radio who do not care or listen. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/plus to gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America today.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.